Welcome to our deep dive today. We're heading all the way over to Armenia to take a look at freedom of information.
Oh yeah, freedom of information, it's kind of like a big deal for any democracy, really. But what most people probably don't know is there's this organization that's been working like really hard for over 2 decades to make it real in Armenia.
And they're called FOAK, right?
Yeah, the Freedom of Information Center of Armenia, FOAK, and it's so much more than just like, keeping an eye on the laws. It's really about giving the power to the people.
That's awesome. So to do this deep dive, we've got Freedom of Information in Armenia, the FOAK story,
Right.
and we're also going to be pulling from their website, which I love this. It's actually called UL in Armenian.
Yeah.
All right, so
Yeah.
get ready because we're going to unpack some really cool and unique stuff. They've got like this annual Golden Key Rusty Lock Award ceremony, and they're even involved in like a national plan to fight disinformation. Wild.
They've been around since 2001. That's
Wow.
like 23 years
That's a long time.
of fighting for transparency and accountability.
Okay, so let's like break down exactly what FOAK does, because it's not just theoretical, right? They're actually doing stuff.
Their approach is like multifaceted, I guess you could say. I mean, they train journalists, public officials, and even just everyday people to understand how to use the freedom of information laws.
So they're really trying to build capacity across like all of Armenian society.
Exactly. And they don't just stop there. FOAK, they produce like guides and they do research, making super complex information easy to understand and use for anyone.
Yeah, it sounds like they're trying to foster a culture of transparency and
Yeah.
not just like wait for people to come to them.
Absolutely. They have projects specifically designed to get the public more involved with the
Oh,
government,
wow.
which is so important for a healthy democracy, you know?
Totally.
And get this, they actually provide strategic communication help to the government to help them talk to the public better.
I love that. Like transparency from the inside out. That's so cool.
And of course, we can't forget their work on like data protection,
Right, yeah.
which is
Avery.
a massive issue these days, in our digital world.
Yeah, for sure.
FOAK knows how important it is to protect our information in this digital age.
Okay, I want to talk about those Golden Key Rusty Lock Awards. It sounds way more like some creative art project
Yeah.
than a legal thing.
It's so smart, though. Imagine like an awards show,
Right.
but they give a golden key to the people who are like champions for transparency, but then they give a rusty lock.
To people who are blocking stuff.
Yeah, to the people who are trying to stop information from getting out.
That's amazing.
It's not just about like praising the good guys, it's also about,
Punishing the bad guys.
well, holding the bad guys accountable
Yeah.
in a way that people will remember.
Right. I'm curious though, have there been any like really notable Rusty Lock recipients? You know, the ones that really got people talking?
Well, one that really sticks out is there was this government ministry that kept blocking access to their public procurement records.
What does that even mean?
Basically, they were keeping all their spending a secret.
Wow.
So they got a rusty lock and a FOAK, and like everyone in civil society
Yeah.
was really putting pressure on them.
Right.
And eventually, they gave in and they started doing things way more transparently.
It sounds like FOAK can really use public pressure to actually change things. So it's not just lawsuits, it's about shifting the whole culture around transparency.
And speaking of hot topics, FOAK is like right in the middle of the whole disinformation thing.
Right. I mean, it's a global issue right now.
Totally.
So, what are they actually doing to fight disinformation?
They're actually supporting Armenia's national plan to counter disinformation.
Wow.
It's a multi-year plan to come up with action plans and give people the skills to know what's real and what's fake.
So, they're like tackling it on a national level,
Yeah, exactly.
recognizing that disinformation can just undermine, like,
Everything.
yeah, all the democratic institutions and trust and all that stuff.
Yeah, 100%. And their work goes even further than that.
Yeah.
So they don't just focus on the government, they also go into the business world,
Oh, yeah.
which can be pretty shady sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
And they look into this thing called beneficial ownership.
Right. I've heard that term.
Have you?
Yeah, but I'm always like, what does that even mean?
It's really about figuring out who actually owns and controls companies.
Okay.
Because sometimes they're hidden on purpose to do illegal stuff, like
Right.
money laundering, tax evasion, all that bad stuff.
So FYI is like pulling back the curtain and saying, hey, who's really in charge here?
Exactly, exposing those puppet masters.
That's awesome.
And they don't just like find these hidden networks, they actually create educational programs to help businesses be more transparent.
Love that.
So it's not about punishing the people who've been doing shady stuff in the past.
Right.
It's about giving them the knowledge to operate in the light, which is
very cool.
Yeah, it really shows they're committed to working together and changing the system from the inside.
Yeah. And they're even encouraging like self-improvement in the government.
Right.
Wait, what does that even mean?
It's not like yoga retreats or anything.
Okay, good.
They've come up with this self-assessment guide for government bodies to like grade their own transparency.
Oh, so it's like a checklist for government agencies to see if they're really open and engaging with people.
Yeah, exactly. It helps them figure out what they're good at and where they need to step it up.
So smart. It's like encouraging self-reflection instead of just being like, do this, do that.
Right. You know, and it really shows they understand how to create real change within institutions.
Okay, so we've got training, guides, self-assessments, but what happens when all that just like isn't enough to get those rusty locks open?
Well, Afopateka has this, I don't know what to call it, but...
Tell me.
They've got this blacklist.
Oh, a blacklist.
Of all the officials who've blocked access to information. And it's not just symbolic, it's a real way to hold them accountable.
Like a wall of shame.
Exact.
For the people trying to keep things hidden.
Yeah, and they don't just throw names on there.
Right.
They have a whole process to determine who gets on the list.
So it's not just based on, like, one incident or someone's opinion.
No, it's very thorough.
Okay, so they're evaluating all these documented cases of people being shady, ignoring requests, challenging them in court.
Mm-hmm. Even trying to intimidate their staff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty serious.
Okay, so then training, guides, self-assessment, the blacklist. What happens when even that's not enough?
Well, FOICA isn't afraid to go to court.
Oh, yeah.
They use what they call strategic litigation to really fight for transparency and set a precedent.
It sounds like a game of chess.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're planning your moves to win the whole game, not just one little battle.
Exactly. It's about the big picture.
Right.
So, for example, they might take a small case if they think it could create a new rule that will benefit everyone in the future.
Yeah, that's a good strategy.
It's about creating like a ripple effect.
Right.
Using the legal system to make things more transparent.
Okay, so that long-term vision is clear in how they educate the public, too.
Totally.
It's like they're planting these little seeds of knowledge,
yeah,
and helping people become advocates for transparency.
They make all kinds of resources, guides, reports. You can find them on their website and through their programs.
Yeah, so it's not just about legal battles and courtrooms.
Yeah.
It's also about winning over people's hearts and minds.
Exactly.
Giving them the tools to demand their right to information.
What they're doing in Armenia with engaging people and teaching them media literacy and holding these powerful groups accountable is relevant to everyone everywhere.
But all this is happening in Armenia. Does it even matter for us outside of Armenia?
Totally. What FOICA is doing is like a blueprint.
Oh, wow.
For other countries, especially ones that are new to democracy.
So they're kind of pioneers in the field.
They've been leading this movement for like 20 years.
Right.
And they've learned so much that can help others.
It's like they've made this recipe for transparency and they're sharing it with everyone.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
It's amazing how such a small group can have such a big impact on the whole world.
It shows how powerful it is when people work together towards a common goal. And it reminds us that the fight for access to information never really ends.
So what's the main message for our listeners today?
I think the most important takeaway is that freedom of information, it's not just some abstract idea.
Right.
It affects people's lives in a very real way.
It's about holding those in power accountable,
mm-hmm,
making sure things are fair,
yeah,
and ultimately giving people the power to control their own future.
Exactly. And as FOICA has shown, even small actions can make a huge difference in the fight for transparency.
I love that.
You know, like it makes you want to go out and do something.
I know. But before we get too carried away, let's get back to FOICA. We've talked about what they've achieved.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's more to the story, like we're just scratching the surface.
You're right. The road to transparency is never easy. And FOICA has definitely faced their share of obstacles.
Right. So tell me about some of those challenges.
Well, so one of the ways they measure their impact is like...
Right. How do you measure transparency?
Exactly. It's tricky. You know, it's not just laws. It's like,
right,
how those laws actually affect people.
Yeah. So how does FOICA figure out if all their work is actually making a difference?
Well, they use this really unique tool. They actually encourage these public bodies to like assess their own transparency.
So they're kind of forcing these government agencies to take a good hard look at themselves.
Yeah, exactly. It's like holding up a mirror and saying, see, warts and all.
Okay, that's interesting. So it helps these agencies find their strengths and weaknesses, and
Yeah.
then.
Yeah. And then they can work on getting better. You know, it's not like a one-time thing, it's a process.
Right. You know, it's really cool that FEMAIAC is so involved in shaping how the government communicates.
Yeah.
It seems like a pretty effective way to create transparency.
Definitely. Communication is key if you want to have transparency and accountability, you know. And speaking of accountability,
The blacklist.
yeah, the blacklist.
I'm curious, has anyone ever criticized it?
Oh, yeah. Some people say it's a little too aggressive, you know, that it could push away people in the government who might actually support FOICA's work.
So it's a risk they're aware of.
Oh, yeah. They don't just put people on the list lightly.
Right. They really weigh the consequences before doing something like that.
Totally. Building relationships and working together is super important, but
Right.
they also believe it's crucial to hold people accountable when they're blocking access to information.
It's like walking this fine line between being diplomatic and being firm.
Exactly. And sometimes they gotta take it a step further, you know,
Right.
through strategic litigation.
Strategic litigation, what's that?
It's like a legal chess game. You plan your moves to achieve a bigger goal.
So they're thinking about the long-term impact, not just winning one case.
Exactly. It's about the big picture.
So they might take a small case if they think it could lead to a new law that would benefit everyone.
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to make things better for everyone in the future.
And it's not just the courts. They're really committed to public education, too.
Totally. It's like they're planting these seeds of knowledge,
Yeah.
you know, helping people learn how to advocate for themselves.
Yeah, so they're empowering people to demand their right to information instead of waiting for someone else to do it for them.
Yeah, exactly. They're not just fighting in courtrooms, they're fighting for people's minds, you know.
And they put out so much information.
Yeah, tons of resources, guides, reports. You can find them on their website through their programs. So what FOIC is doing in Armenia with getting people involved, teaching media literacy, holding power accountable, it's relevant everywhere for everyone.
Right, but all this is happening in Armenia.
Yeah.
Does any of this matter to us, outside of Armenia?
Absolutely. What FOICA is doing is like a blueprint for other countries, especially the ones transitioning to democracy.
So they're like pioneers leading the way.
In a lot of ways, yeah. They've been doing this for over 20 years. They've learned so much, and they can help others.
It's like they've created this recipe for transparency, and they're sharing it with the world.
That's a great way to put it.
It's incredible that a small group can have such a huge impact.
It really shows you what can happen when people work together, you know?
Right.
And it reminds us that we have to keep fighting for access to information. It's not going to happen on its own.
So, what's the key takeaway for our listeners today?
Well, the main thing to remember is that freedom of information, it's not just some abstract concept.
Right.
It affects our everyday lives.
Yeah.
It's about holding those in power accountable, making sure things are fair, and giving people control over their own lives.
And FOICA has proven that even small actions can make a huge difference,
Yeah.
It's really
I
inspiring.
know, it makes you want to go out and do something, doesn't it?
Totally. But before we get too carried away, let's get back to FOICA. I feel like there's more to this story. Like we've only just scratched the surface.
You're right. The path to transparency is never easy, and FOICA has definitely hit some bumps along the road.
Right. So what are some of the challenges they faced?
Well,
So tell me, what kind of challenges has FOICA faced over the years?
one of the biggest is political interference.
Oh, so even though they have this right to information in the Constitution,
Right.
people still try to like shut them down.
Oh, yeah, especially when FOICA starts poking around and stuff that makes some people uncomfortable, you know, stuff that could hurt their own interests.
Right. So even if you have laws in place, you still got to create that culture of transparency.
Exactly. And that can be really tough when the people in power benefit from keeping things secret.
So have they faced any like direct pushback?
Over the years, yeah, they've dealt with intimidation tactics, legal challenges, just straight up refusal to cooperate from government officials and other powerful figures.
It sounds like a constant struggle.
It is.
So
Is
how have
yeah.
they managed to keep going? What's their secret weapon?
Well, one thing that's been really important is their connections to international organizations and human rights groups.
Oh, so it's like having a global network of allies looking out for them.
Exactly. It's like having backup, you know? And those international groups can really help if things get too heated in Armenia.
Yeah, because it's much harder to silence someone when the whole world is watching.
Right,
Yeah.
exactly. But it's not just about outside pressure.
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes they've got to deal with apathy from the public.
Right. If you're worried about putting food on the table, freedom of information might not seem like a top priority.
Exactly. And that's been a real challenge for EFAWIC.
So how have they tried to get people more engaged?
By focusing on the real-world benefits of transparency, showing how it connects to issues that people actually care about.
So instead of just talking about legal stuff, they're showing how access to information can actually make people's lives better.
Exactly. For example, they helped some communities get information about pollution, which led to more accountability from these polluting industries and better health for the people living there.
That's amazing. So they're showing people that freedom of information isn't just this like abstract concept, it's a tool to actually make a difference.
And it's been a long road, but they've made some real progress in raising awareness and building a base of support for transparency in Armenia.
So it sounds like EFAWIC is always adapting, always trying new things to meet these challenges head on. They're really shaping this whole landscape of freedom of information.
And their work's having a ripple effect way beyond Armenia. They've inspired similar initiatives in other countries and are really contributing to this global discussion about transparency and accountability.
That's incredible. It's like a small group can really spark a global movement.
It really shows what's possible with dedication and strategic thinking and a real commitment to the cause.
So as we wrap up our deep dive today, what's the biggest lesson we can take away from EFAWIC's story?
I think the key takeaway is that the fight for freedom of information, it never really ends. It takes constant vigilance, creativity, and being willing to adapt to new challenges.
It's a fight we can all join, right?
Right.
Whether it's supporting organizations like EFAWIC or learning about our own rights or
Yeah.
just demanding more transparency from the institutions that affect our lives.
Exactly. In a world that's just flooded with information, knowing how to separate truth from lies, holding those in power accountable, and making sure everyone has access to reliable information, it's more important than ever.
So to our listener, we leave you with this. What role are you going to play in this fight for transparency? What can you do in your own community to make sure the truth keeps shining bright?
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into FOICA. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged.